Here's a review of some of the latest developments in the news following Tuesday's attacks. President Bush, returning from Camp David, promised to rid the world of evildoers. He said it would take a long crusade and asked the American people to be patient. Vice President Cheney today singled out Osama bin Laden and Afghanistan and warned that the full wrath of the United States will be unleashed on any country that harbors terrorists. The ambassador of Pakistan has announced that a Pakistani delegation will travel to Afghanistan tomorrow to demand the Taliban turn over Osama bin Laden. In New York, the number of people reported missing rose to 5,097. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani announced that there are 180 people confirmed dead, 115 of them identified. He also said that while the recovery effort continues, the reality is that in the last several days, we haven't found anyone. While much of Lower Manhattan is still immobilized, the stock markets are preparing to begin trading again on Monday. City Hall will reopen, as will the city's courthouses. Many of the city's public schools in Lower Manhattan will remain closed, though students are being asked to report to other schools. And church and memorial services were held throughout the country today for the victims of the attacks. In New Jersey, at St. George's Church in Titusville, the Reverend Robert Stefanotti told parishioners that Scripture provides for anger and even for war against the enemy of evil. You're listening to special, expanded coverage from NPR News.